Barbarian tribes of Rome, the Burgundians. Burgundy during the fall of Rome to 436. The Roman Empire in the early 5th century, the 400s, was just a shadow of its former self. Emperor Honorius was viewed as weak and incompetent by his peers and contemporaries, which was perhaps at least partially justified considering that Rome was sacked for the second time in its long history that year by Alaric and the Visigoths. As the Vandals and their allies rampaged through Gaul and Spain, Honorius was more concerned with the imminent threat posed by the Visigoths. In order to placate the Visigoths and save his own skin, Honorius was forced to recognize the Visigoths as a federated people and offer them land to settle within the empire. But this posed a problem, as all the land within the Roman territory was already settled. Though the Vandal conquest of Spain was a definite threat to the Roman power, and Honorius' tenuous position as emperor, it also served as a solution to his Visigoth problem. Honorius invited the Visigoths, led by a chieftain named Wallia, to settle in Spain, but they first had to eliminate the Vandals and their allies. As a result of all this, it would be the Visigoths who sacked Rome itself for the first time in about 800 years. By 408, Alaric's forces were laying siege to the Eternal City, though it was no longer technically the capital of the western half of the Roman Empire. The Romans had moved their capital to a more easily defended city of Ravenna. But Emperor Honorius still had to deal with Alaric's Visigoths in Italy. Meanwhile, the Senate took matters into its own hands by bribing Alaric with 5,000 pounds of gold, 30,000 pounds of silver, and other goods to end the siege. Alaric took the deal and left the region. But before the Senate could convince Honorius to figure out a way to placate the Goths, Alaric was back laying siege to Rome again, in part because Honorius tried to use military means to force the Goths out. Though Alaric tried to minimize the damage, Rome was still looted for a few days and thousands of Roman citizens fled the city to escape the Visigoths, switch his focus to North Africa. But the Romans still had to deal with the Vandals. Once the Vandals and their allies entered Spain, which was still a Roman province in 409, they quickly overran the Romans and divided their forces. The Siling Vandals took the province of Bithynia in the southwest. The Alans seized Lusitania in the west. The Osding Vandals and the Suevi under Gunderic conquered Galatia in the northwest. The Vandal conquest of Gaul was complete by 411. There's a general agreement among academics that the migration to the area of the First Burgundian Kingdom came in four stages. The first stage was from Scandinavia, Lower Vistula, by the first century, while the second saw the move to the Oder, the third the Elbe, and the fourth to the Maine. Burgundians were Arian Christians and adopted a number of practices from the German tribes, including incorporating the Hun tradition of binding female babies' heads at birth. The first major Burgundian figure was Gundahar, who is credited with establishing Burgundy as a separate entity. Although Gundahar was the first king of Burgundy who can be historically attested, there are many others according to that title before him. In fact, the late 5th century Lex Burgundium, essentially the law code of the Burgundians, produced by Burgundian King Gundobad, refers to four older Burgundian kings, Gibica, Gundamar, Gisaris, and Gundahar. There is no mention of familial relationship or connection between these early kings, but in the heroic tradition, legend tells us that Gibica is said to have been Gundahar's father, while Gundamar and Gisaris are regarded as his brothers and co-kings. The sources are inevitably limited, so it's not clear whether Gundahar ruled alone or did so with his brothers. In one source, he is given the title of Philarchus, which suggests he was not a monarch. However, Prosper of Aquitaine, 390 to 455, a Christian writer and disciple of Augustine of Hippo, seems to confirm that he was a king, referring to him as Rex. The Burgundians crossed the Rhine in 406 in the company of many other Germanic tribes to set up the first Burgundian kingdoms recognized as such by modern scholars. Gundahar is mentioned in 411 in context of his cooperation with Goar, king of the Alans. They jointly proclaimed Jovinius emperor in Germania Inferior Empire in the Lower Rhine. The cooperation extended to joint campaigns with the Alans to support Jovius in southern Gaul. Jovius, unfortunately, was defeated in 413. Despite this, the Roman magister Miltium Constantius gave the Burgundians the status of federati, allowing them to remain on the left bank of the Rhine which is in the area around modern-day Worms. The Burgundians did not have much time to settle in their new homeland before they came under threat by the Huns in the 430s. This danger forced Gundahar to attack the Roman province of Belgica Prima in 435 in an attempt to secure more territory for his people. In the conflict with Rome, Gundahar's forces were defeated by the Roman general Flavius Aetius. As part of the peace, he confirmed the Burgundians' earlier status and granted it to them, along with their rights to the territory. At this point, the Burgundian capital was in the old Celtic city, now called Bertermannus. Their territory stretched south from there as far as Spire, then known as Noviomagus, and Argentum, modern-day Strasbourg, and the population was about 80,000. The Burgundians integrated into the Gallo-Roman population and are mentioned in the Anglo-Saxon poem Widsith, as also known as the Traveler's Song, which provides a lyrical survey of the people, kings, and heroes of northern Europe. The poet, also called Widsith, claims to have met Gundahar in person. Gundahar's position was quite precarious right from the very beginning, as Aetius promised to respect the rights of Gundahar, and his people's rights to their kingdom were, completely forgotten. Later that year in 436, on the instructions of Emperor Valentinian III, 425 to 455, Aetius and Hun mercenaries attacked and ransacked the Burgundian kingdom. Prosper of Aquitaine recorded that Gundahar and 20,000 of his people were killed in this attack. The survivors settled in Savoy in the Upper Rhone, where they maintained the memory of Gundahar and his defeat. The massacre passed into the annals of Northern European myth, and the elements of the episode are in many Norse sagas, in conjunction with the legend of the Burgundian treasure. The tale of the massacre is at the heart of a medieval saga called the Nibelung, in which these tales, Gundahar appears as Gunnar, and his sister Gundrum marries Atli, or Attila. In the Atlavida, another epic saga, also known as the Lay of Atli, there are many events and people associated with Gunnar and Gundrum. In the German tradition, the mythical realm of Niflheim is inhabited by warring giants and dwarves, where the Burgundian treasure is guarded by Nibelung. There's a slight name change again. This time Gundahar becomes Gunther. His sister Gundrum becomes Kriemhild, and she marries Siegfried. But they are all essentially the same characters, although in later myths and sagas, the Burgundians are often erroneously described as Franks. The Nibelungen, which can be dated to the late Middle Ages, though they are works of fiction, the basic historical story underpinning the tale is not disputed by modern scholars. So next time, we'll look at the Burgundians after this massacre, see them beginning to form. The sources for this include The Germanic People, Their Origins, Expansion, and Culture by Owen. The Barbarian West, 400 to 1000 AD by Wallace Hadrill. History of the Barbarian Celts, Vandals, Sarmatians, Scythians, Goths, Huns and Anglo-Saxons, and Attila and the Nomadic Hordes by Nicole and McBride. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.